Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. This is Roshni, the moderator for your call today. We welcome you to the second quarter results conference call of Pfizer Limited. We have with us today Mr. K.V.L. Handa, Managing Director, and Mr. Gundu Rao, Director of Finance from Pfizer Limited. At this moment, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one on your push-button phones. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Gundu Rao. Mr. Rao, please go ahead.
Very good afternoon to all of you. Good evening to all of you. Thanks for coming to this analyst call for quarter two financial results. First, I would like to talk a little bit of industry growth dynamics. The pharma market, based on IMS April 07, has grown at around 12%. The bulk of which, almost about 9%, is on account of volume growth, and price growth is hardly less than 1%. New products contributed 2.8% to the growth. As far as multinationals are concerned, their growth is around 7%, essentially driven by volumes around 4.2%, and new products about 1%, and the balance is on account of the price. So Indian companies grew almost about 14% during this the April 07 IMS quarter, and the bulk of volume growth was around 10%, and the balance is on account of the new products. Price growth was hardly anything. From the Pfizer's market performance is concerned, we were at around 96% of evolution index, which represents that our growth was below the market growth. Our quarter two results, revenues grew a negative of 1.4%. It's essentially due to slowdown in the consumer healthcare, and we also had some supply related issues of one of our major products. It's essentially a raw material supply issue and not the the manufacturing or production related issue. Our total expenditure was also again a negative growth of 0.6%, essentially driven by staff costs, showed about 9% degrowth, and the other expenditure, other than the material consumption, was also negative growth marginally. Material consumption has gone up essentially because some of the imports what we have from China has gone up because Chinese companies are increasing the prices of some of their APIs and other chemicals, etc. It is essentially due to a lot of restrictions from the Chinese government to improve the environmental related things in view of the Olympics. So because of that, the various expenses which these companies are incurring, and they would like to pass it on to their customers. That's the reason the material consumption has gone up. In the second quarter also, in the third quarter also, we expect that the material per se will go up. We cannot say upfront what percentage it will go up. But yes, we will be under a little bit of pressure from the materials consumption per se. So quarter two, if we eliminate the plant sale of Chandigarh, the profit before tax showed as a ratio to sales around 28.5%, which is an improvement of almost about 4% compared to the previous quarter, that is quarter two of May 2006. Profit after tax as a ratio to sales stood at around 18% in this quarter compared to 14.4% of the corresponding quarter. Some people had a few questions like, you know, what would be the impact of capital gains tax on the Chandigarh plant sale. On a Chandigarh plant sale of 278 crores, our capital gain was about 273, on which we have paid a tax of only 46 crores, which is works out to around 16.7%. And as far as the quarter three is concerned, K.V.L. Handa will certainly tell you how it would look like. But I don't think there would be a significant growth on the top line because there's going to be a little bit pressure on the top line. As well as on the bottom line, because of the material cost going up, we may be able to maintain the same ratios to the sales as a ratio. But I don't think there would be any significant growth in the profits.
Thank you, Gundu. This is K.V.L. here. Very good afternoon to all of you. Let's take a little bit of industry perspective. As you are aware that Satwan Reddy has released a report on data exclusivity. Actually, this report unfortunately now has been released as Satwan Reddy report because none of the ministers or none of the secretaries who are part of the committee have signed the report. So it has no more become a report of the committee but a report of the individual person. The report is quite confusing, though accepting that data exclusivity need to be given. There is a calibrated approach towards it and not being very sure as to when this should be aligned. From here, where it will go, I think this report has been now circulated to all the ministries and they will make their comments, and then finally a report may go to the parliament or a group of ministers for the review. So it's still a very long way, I can think, before any data exclusivity issue could be said either way, whether it's going to come or it's not going to come. The same is the fate of, unfortunately, the Mashalkar Committee report, which was been bashed for wrong reasons. The report was really well written and it's only failed to acknowledge somebody, and as a result of which unnecessary bashing was been done on the report. But it is a well-written, thought-about report, and I really do not know how the government wants to take it further as far as patentability is concerned and what needs to be patented and what not need to be patented. The pricing, the new pharmaceutical pricing is under the realm of the group of ministers now headed by Mr. Sharad Pawar. They have met once on this issue, once or twice maybe on this issue, but they have not yet taken any view, and they are expected to take a view and then submit it to the cabinet for their review. So that is also still in a phase which I would say will take some time before the group of ministers make up their mind on the pharmaceutical pricing. That leaves us to the last aspects of patented drug pricing, which have been talked about now. And there was a committee which was formed in the Ministry of Chemicals, headed by a secretary, Mr. Gurdeep Singh, who has left, and therefore that report, that committee is also itself not been reformed and reconvened. The report on patented drug pricing is expected to be given to the group of ministers again for their review. So as far as pharmaceutical administration issues are concerned, I think it's still in a very fluid state. No decisions have been taken. There's a whole lot of uncertainty around this. And on the other hand, the NPP is getting very aggressive on terms of putting pressure on pricing. You're not allowed to increase prices beyond 10%. A whole lot of products are coming under cost control by way of a common ceiling price, and so on and so forth. In spite of that, I think the industry has done pretty well. It's growing around about 8 to 10%. Though the last 2 months, the IMS data has not come, the growth has slowed down in the last 2 months, and I think it would be lower than 8% in the last 2 months if once we have the data, we can know about it. As far as the Pfizer performance is concerned, I think Gundu did mention about non-availability of raw materials. We did have a few challenges in the last quarter, mainly on account of non-availability of raw materials, which was being supplied by government, and also we had challenges on some of our counterfeit products. I think these two, coupled with efforts on streamlining the organization, has resulted in a little bit of slow growth on the top lines. But what is heartening is on the KDPs, particularly where there is key detail planning, the growth has been very good in some of the products, particularly Revlogard and Magnamycin, have done pretty well on KDPs. The negative growth mainly is driven because of the low growth in the Corex group and almost a flat growth on Bicosils. And these are really the major products that contribute to our overall growth. But this quarter, that's the third quarter, if we get the regular supplies and if the market picks up, particularly during monsoon, then I think we should have a real positive growth as going forward in the third quarter. We are in the process of streamlining our operations, and the entire streamlining exercise is expected to be completed next month. On the consumer health, I think we have not yet been able to come to any firm decision as to what is the way forward. And at the last board meeting also, the board has not yet decided on the way forward for consumer health. So the consumer health is also not yet been decided. And there has been a really negative, lower than budgeted performance on consumer health, and almost a negative growth on consumer health, which is actually bringing down the growth in the other pharmaceutical business. What are our plans and how do we look at the business in near-term future? We are strongly looking at launching two or three products in near future. We are also looking at various other opportunities, particularly in areas of expanding our geographical reach, and the plans are in place and resources are being put in this directions. So I think, and we are also looking at some line extensions and some combinations of products in the short and near term. So I think there's a lot of positiveness as we move forward, and with the improvement in material supplies and with the market being picked up, and then we are sure we will be able to show some positive trend. Now, over to you, Roshni. You can give it to the analysts for their questions.
Certainly, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the live question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your push button phone and await your turn to ask the question. If your question has been answered before your turn, you wish to withdraw, you may do so by pressing the hash key. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, please press star and one now. For any questions, participants are requested to press star and one on their push button phones. We have a first question from Mr. Ranjit Kapadia from Prabhudas Leeladhar. Please go ahead.
Keval, I just wanted to know what was the effect of this shortage of codeine phosphate on Corex sale. Can you quantify? And second question is regarding we have said that we are launching 2 to 3 products. So what is the plan, which is in this quarter or in the next quarter?
The shortage of codeine products had an impact to extent, as I said, the performance on codeine on the Corex overall has been below the budget by almost about 10% in terms of growth. Really, I wouldn't be able to exactly tell you what would have been impact on growth, but the entire group has not grown. It is just, it's a flat growth. So what we had estimated, the growth has not happened. And this is on a bigger product. If it had grown, the entire, the entire pharmaceutical business grows.
And sir, regarding the new product introduction, whether
regarding the new product introduction, yeah, we have some exciting products in pipeline for introduction. Expected to maybe by last quarter of this or early next year.
Last quarter of this year.
Or early next year.
Okay. And regarding sale of, can you quantify the sale of Lyrica, Viagra, and Caduate in the quarter?
Okay, Gundu can take it up this.
Good evening, Ranjit.
Good evening.
Viagra was, the total turnover is about 57 lakhs in this quarter, and Lyrica was 1 crore 80 lakhs.
And Caduate?
Caduate was around 34 lakhs.
34 lakhs, okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kapadia, for your questions. Next in queue is Mr. KC Suri from Span Capital. Mr. Suri, please go ahead.
Yeah, my questions have been answered. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Suri. Next in line is Mr. Nimesh Desai from Motilal Oswal Securities.
Yeah,
Mr. Desai?
Yeah, good evening. Just wanted to know the sales figures for the consumer healthcare business and animal healthcare business, and actually what has been the growth number there for these two businesses?
Nimesh, good evening. Good evening.
Yeah.
Consumer healthcare growth was flat. So you can say it's a zero growth.
Okay.
As far as animal health is concerned, it is showing a really good growth, around almost about 10%.
10%. And could you quantify the sales, absolute sales number also? for our benefit?
For consumer healthcare, it was around 35.5 crores.
35.5 crores.
Yeah.
And animal healthcare?
Animal healthcare was just a minute. I think you have it in the segment reporting. Have you seen the segment?
Yeah, animal healthcare. Would
yeah,
be
it's there. Already there. It's
yeah,
already.
Right. Okay. The other question is regarding your overall pharma business, excluding consumer healthcare and animal health business. By how much has it degrown for the quarter?
It's about 1.3%.
1.3%.
Yeah.
And also wanted to know the reason why, I mean, Corex degrowth is understood because of short supply of raw material. But could you throw some more light on why some of the other pharma products are not doing well, specifically Bicosil?
I think what you have to look into it is in the last year, similar corresponding quarter, we had three products. One is Aptec, the second one is Proteinex,
right.
And the third one is Pyridium. And
right.
These three products are discontinued.
Okay.
And hence, you know, there is a lower growth because the total almost about 5 crores we have lost out because of these three products.
Okay. So this is the first quarter when it's not an apple-to-apple comparison.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, fine. And could you give us some idea, if you can, as to by when will the fate of the consumer healthcare business be decided? Should we expect something in this year, or is it going to go over into the next year?
No, I think we should be really hearing something by, let's say, within a month or so, I think. Maybe
within
a month. My gut feeling is it will happen this year only. It will not go next year.
Right, right. And lastly, on the three new products that you had launched last year, Viagra, Lyrica, and Caduate, could we have market share figures?
I think the product that has done very exceedingly well is, of course, Lyrica.
Right.
And Lyrica has really been a champion product there. Viagra, as you know, you might be hearing in the news also.
Hmm.
In fact, there have been raids all over the country on chemist shops.
Right.
And to our surprise, they've been selling counterfeit Viagras. Viagra per se, but counterfeit Viagra at half the price that we are selling.
Hmm.
And really, that's the market that we were hoping and targeting, and we were hoping that we will be able to replace this counterfeit business. But it's actually gone up, the counterfeit business, after we launch Viagra.
Okay.
Because you know, it seems to be a very lucrative business.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's all not good for health. It's not good for safety. It's absolutely counterfeit product. And you know, this is the message we are giving to the chemist. Okay, why are you dealing with this type of products? And one should resist and resist dealing this product.
Mm-hmm.
But it's across the country available in such a large quantity.
Okay. And for Corex, when should we expect that the codeine shortage will be
that
taken care of?
That is, this month, this week itself, we have got supplies and the production is in full swing about that Trane plant and our Tolos. So
okay.
It's over now as far as the supply shortages are concerned.
So some impact would
will
be...
Positively this quarter we will feel it.
Right. But if I understand this correctly, this material is regulated by the government in terms of supplies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is there a guarantee that, in future we'll not face such issues or...
There's no guarantee.
Right.
Absolutely. Nobody can give guarantee, you know.
Okay. Or rather, let me reword the question as to what led to the shortage of the material?
Well, I think there has been a delay in the government tendering business.
Government tendering business.
Yeah.
Okay. And last question is, you mentioned 2-3 new product launches by early next year. Any of this could be products enjoying patent protection in India?
Well, we have not yet got any patent, so I can't comment at this point of time.
Okay. Okay. Fine. I'm done with my question. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Desai, for your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, you are requested to press star and 1 on your push-button phones now. We have our next question coming from Mr. Balaji, calling from Sundaram BNP.
sir, just again a question on this codeine. Which is a major company which manufactures this product?
This is all mostly in India. Supply is very low. It's mainly imported by the government.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done.
Good, thanks. Roshni? Are you there, Roshni?
Yes, sir. Mr. Balaji,
yeah,
thank you. We have our next participant, Mr. Karthik Mehta from Man Financials.
Hi. Can I have the sales number for the consumer healthcare business for the first 6 months of this year and the same number for the same period in CY06?
Yeah, Mr. Mehta, this year it's around 65 crores. Last year it was around 69 crores.
Yeah, and if you could share what would be the amount of gross block that would be contributing to the consumer healthcare, if any. I know it would not be a very high number, but if you could share in terms of capital employed roughly as of date.
Well, I think we need to do that separately for consumer health business,
okay,
depending upon their receivables and inventory, and that would really comprise of the major cost block.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mehta, for your questions. Next in line is Mr. Ajay Argal from Birla Sun Life Mutual Fund.
Hello, this is Jayesh here. Kewal, what plans for the use of cash? You accumulated quite a bit, and after the Chandigarh factory sale, the kitty has actually gone bigger.
Any solution you have? Any suggestions?
Well, there are a lot of ways in which you can return the cash back to the shareholders. That is, if that is what you want to do.
Okay, we did give some dividend on that. That's one way of looking at this too. If you don't need cash, just return it back to shareholders. I have my strategic business development guy sitting next to me, and he says, no, I have some good plans. So hopefully they will come out with something.
Oh, we'll be very happy if you can find a good way of putting this money to use and generate the ROE that you're generating.
Actually, we are looking for opportunities, and let's hope we are able to strike some gold.
Yeah, okay. My second question was, until last year, we've seen margins improving at EBITDA level, and the guidance or the indications was the margins would sustain to improve to the 28-30% level. Now, this year, of course, because of these issues and the increase in cost that you mentioned, margin improvement has not happened. In fact, margins has actually declined. How do you see the trend going forward, assuming that things come back to normal level?
I think margin levels have not come down. If you take quarter two of current quarter with the corresponding quarter, your profit after tax as a ratio to sales have literally grown from 14% to 18%, almost about 4% point improvement.
No, I meant at the operating level, EBITDA level.
No, even if you take at EBITDA level, it has gone up from 27% to 30%, almost about 3% improvement in this quarter.
That's a good point, actually, Gundu has made. And actually, we have touched 30%.
Okay. So, we see this trend continuing, improvement trend continuing the second half?
The availability and improvement in the product mix. It should improve, and then we are also in the process of now streamlining. So overall, the profitability should improve.
And some indication of profitability in the first half for the consumer healthcare division, has it improved or has it remained similar?
Well, if you see consumer health, its performance has not been improved. If there was a growth in the consumer health, then we would have seen a significant improvement in the profitability. Unfortunately, that has not happened.
Okay. Thanks, Keval. That's all from my end.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Argal, for your questions. Next in line is Mr. Ranjit Kapadia from Prabhudas Leeladhar.
There's a follow-up question regarding the raw material. We said that the import from China has gone up. Now, from 1st July, the Chinese government is reducing the duty, the export incentive, which are of the order of around 13%. So will it have a further impact on the raw material?
I think it will have some impact on our imports because, you know, actually speaking, because of the Chinese Olympics, you know, there is a pressure from the provincial governments and almost all the API manufacturers and the bulk drug manufacturers to improve their environmental EHS, this one, and also the water treatment because it's affected a lot of the general public. So because of that, one of three or four of our chemicals what we import, I mean, the costs have gone up almost about 200%, 300%. So really, you know, it's a question of time for us to just look at the other sources of supply, etc. I think we will have little bit impact on our material consumption going forward.
But the material cost as a percentage of sales is likely to go up in that case?
Yes, it marginally it will go up.
And how much is the import from China as a percentage of raw material, as a percentage of total raw material?
Most of the raw materials or bulk of the raw materials are coming from China.
Okay. So it will have a significant impact?
Yes, because some few percentage points it will have impact on our operating income.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kapadia. Participants who wish to ask any further questions are requested to press star and one on their push button phones. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, you are requested to press star and one now. Our next question comes from Mr. Sameer Baisiwala from Morgan Stanley.
Hi, good evening. Admittedly, the regulatory framework is not exactly very helpful or friendly to innovator companies. But
in your assessment, when do you see earliest launching patented products in India?
Actually, one or two companies, like for example, Roche has already launched one patented product. They got a patent, but they are launching that. And hopefully, if we get a patent, we would be in a position to launch that product immediately.
So what can you say about the pipeline or the patents that you have already filed for?
We really don't discuss our pipeline of patented products, but we strongly feel that whatever we have filed for patents, we have a strong case of getting it.
Okay, no, I ask this because it's a very public information because people track your parents' pipeline right from phase 2 clinicals, so I don't think there's...
We have a very good, Pfizer is a very good pipeline. In fact, most of its Pfizer pipeline are very strong in phase 1 and phase 2, and I think it has one of the strongest pipeline in that phase.
Are there products launched by the parent company in US and Europe which would qualify for patent here in India?
Already launched or likely
no,
to launch?
Likely to be launched as a patent product, but it's launched elsewhere by the parent company.
You mean to say, are the products which have been already launched in, say, US?
Yes.
Of course.
Okay. So... So do you think realistically it could be within a year's time that you'd
definitely,
get...
Definitely. Definitely. We are very positive about that.
Okay. And the second question is about, is there anything that you can update us whether the parent company, to what extent, wants to leverage the Indian entity for manufacturing outsourcing?
I don't know really. It's specific to Indian entity, Pfizer Limited, but I think... Every multinational company is looking for an opportunity to see how they can leverage, as far as cost is concerned, for doing manufacturing activities in India. So whether that will happen with the listed company or will happen with third parties, it's too early to say.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Baisiwala, for your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, please press star and one on your push button phones. For any questions, participants are requested to press star and one now. As there are no more questions, I would now like to hand over the conference over to Mr. Keval Handa. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, really, for participating in this conference. I know we didn't really turn out a good results for this quarter, but very hopeful that there would be a positive trend. I've been in the field last week, and I have seen that both our prescriber base and the prescriptions have increased. So we have working and cross-functional teams in three or four great challenging areas. Expanding our geographical reach, expanding our therapeutical portfolio, and I'm very sure that as we move forward, we would be in a position to turn out better results than what we have done in this quarter. Thank you once again for participating in this conference call.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. We thank you for your participation and for using Tata Indicom's conferencing services. You may please disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant evening.
Thank you, Roshni. Let's go.